Welcome to yet another exciting episode of Groove Cartel. I am your host, Hazel Mhlaba, and on the decks, we have Chama Music. It's Chama Music, guys. Take it away.
I feel so worthy. Ngihambile umhlaba wonke azange ngibone uthando olufana nalo. Boy, with you I feel like I am something.
Oh, Ladies and gents, another lovely set on Groove Cartel. We've got the lovely Chima music here, man.
Hola.
Thank you so much for the set.
Thanks for the invite, my brother.
Sure. Yeah. Thank you so much for the set. Yeah. Just to start off, Retroco Lockdown.
Yeah.
And you released an EP, Quarantine.
Yeah, Quarantine.
Just tell us a little bit, Kayo, Nante.
No, it was in the beginning actually of lockdown, sure. I remember. It was more, we thought lockdown was going to last for a month or so. And eventually lasted for almost a year now.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I released the first one and I thought I was going to follow up, but people kept loving the remix that I do. So I went like, okay, retro, introduced the retro concept and people love it. So I was like, okay, cool. Let me do remixes other than the EPs.
Sure,
so
sure.
That's how I'm rolling. Even now I put most of them, about 3 song retros remixes.
Yeah.
And people are jumping on them, like, I'm like, okay, nice, man. For Soho House, something big for me here.
Sure. So a lot of people don't always get to see, or rather get to meet the man behind the music.
Yeah.
If you can just tell us a little bit about your background, which guy, you know,
Limpopo came in Joburg in 2018 for school, and then after I studied Josica at Pretoria, I studied after I studied music, then took over. Somehow I found myself making music and being a DJ, but the free just called.
Yeah,
and I became chemist, and yeah, Maraca feels like I studied media, radio, and stuff
sure.
that. So eventually, I find myself here now.
Lockdown,
but then you see there's something, there's a movement.
Sure, sure.
Yeah.
Just tell us in fair too. So you went through a bit of a down period where we didn't know.
During lockdown?
Yeah.
No, I've been doing lots of mixing and mastering. So I started my sound engineering department, of which is what swallows me even when you see me.
Sure.
Now, all the time there's a project to mix, not for myself, for other people. So
sure. That's
what swallows me. Yeah.
Sure, sure.
Yeah.
And then now the transition from being a pianist to being a DJ.
Yeah.
What happened? What moved you in that direction from gospel? Yeah. What actually led you?
It's because I live with people. As much as Nikile Motwadi piano.
Yeah.
As in
no, the real piano. No, he's actually, he knows how to play the piano.
So, and then I happen to have peers who love house.
Sure.
So I was like, okay, how can I incorporate that and make it one? So that's how Soulful House, and we used to call it Jazzy House. Yeah, it had a lot of piano and saxophone.
Sure.
So that's how it got born, from the soul and stuff. We just brought house into it, and then jazz house was born,
sure.
Deep house was born,
sure.
And piano was born, and Amma piano was born later.
And then, Fetu, you get to interact with a lot of big names, and you're a big name yourself. If you can give us a highlight. I'm sure the viewers at home agree. How is it when you are with people who you used to look up to? And now they are coming to you.
Yeah. No, it's just world. Amazing. I realized that, okay, it's really when God gave you a talent,
sure.
Nothing can sabotage it. You just need to nurture it all the time,
sure.
Invest in it. So it's quite exciting, and it's encouraging for me not to stop. Because with music, you can do one song and next thing you stop. But when you see growth, that's when you keep on saying,
sure.
Okay, let me go another step, you know? So
sure.
That's what happens with
me. I know. Guys, that was Chima Music. Thank you very much for tuning in. Chima Mfetu.
Thank you for the invite.
Brother.
Jack.
Hola. Sure.